Consent Podcast.
Hey everyone, before we begin this week's show, I just want to introduce this month's sponsor, Avagachi. Avagachis are on-chain collectible ghosts staked with Aave's interest-generating A tokens. Compete for player rewards by earning XP, leveling up, and increasing the rarity of your Avagachi friend. Owned by the community, Avagachi is governed by the Avagachi DAO and the native eco-governance token Ghost, or GHST. Summon your first Avagachi today and join the future of DeFi-staked NFT avatars. Follow Avagachi on Twitter at Avagachi, AAVEGOTCHI, or on Discord at discord.gg/6r2pe58. That's discord.gg/6r2pe58. Thank you and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, it's Matthew. Welcome back to the Matthew and Rizzle Show. Today's episode is a really fun one. Everyone that's listening to this is actively taking part in the metaverse, and everyone's helping to build it out in their own special, unique way. But there's a select few number of people in the space that are literally building the metaverse. One of those people is Leandro. Leandro is part of the Crypto Motors crew, Voxel Architects, and he's also the co-creator of the pixel art-focused minting platform known as PixelChain. And Leandro hopped on the show with Rizzo and I to talk all about the latest update to PixelChain. It's an awesome platform. I scooped a couple pieces myself from Hackatao and MLibT and Green Giant, among others. And really hope that if you didn't know about PixelChain now, after this episode, you know a lot more about it. And we don't just talk about PixelChain itself. We talk about what it's creating, which is on-chain art, and the importance and significance of putting art and all the metadata on-chain. Of course, we talk about his work on Voxel Architects, some of the amazing builds that he's helping to create in the metaverse, some of the other projects that he's really excited about, and some other teasers. So really excited to share this episode with everyone. Leandro's an awesome person. I hope that if you enjoy this, make sure you go give him a follow on Twitter, support what he's doing. And if you have any building needs in the metaverse, whether that's CryptoVoxels, Decentraland, Somnium Space, or The Sandbox, make sure you hit up Leandro and Voxel Architects. They are the crew for the job. So without further ado, please enjoy our conversation with Leandro from PixelChain. Okay, Leandro, welcome back to the Matthew and Rizzle Show.
Hey guys, how are you? Are you good?
Yeah, awesome. Excited to chat
with you. Nice to be back.
Exactly. Yeah. Repeat guests are always welcome. And for those of you who don't know you, though, I think getting started with the self-intro would be great. And then let folks know about the project we'll be focusing on today, what that is.
Yeah, sure. So I am Leandro Velone. I am an industrial designer and 3D modeler for the automotive industry. I am a co-founder of Crypto Motors, also PixelChain, a founder of Voxel Architects, and upcoming projects. So, yeah, that's who is me.
Yeah, you're doing all the things. And we really wanted to talk to you today about PixelChain, and especially the latest update that you guys had for that, expanding the grid up to 64 by 64 pixels, making the minting costs like 60 to 80% cheaper. I'm just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the projects, the updates, some of the kind of lessons that you've been learning post-update and all that good stuff.
Yeah, so we just launched a PixelChain Max. It's called Max because is bigger and we maximize the gas, the data storage. So that's why we call it Max. And we launched it like some weeks ago. We did like a pre-release with some testers. So we've initially launched it in Rinkeby and we have been tested it with some people and then they got like a free minting day with no cost. And basically what we did with PixelChain Max is we upgrade the contract. So it's a complete new contract right now. We are managing bigger images so we can store much bigger artworks and all the pixels are still on chain. and also the metadata, like the artwork name, the artist wallet, and the day of creation and some other stuff. So all of this is on chain. The pixels are on chain. So it's a project full on chain. That's pixel chain stands for, 100% on Ethereum chain. And apart from bigger images, we also optimize the data storage. So now it's cheaper to store pixels. That's why we can store even more pixels. And our decoder will be open source quite soon. So we upgrade also the decoder. You will still be able to decode the Pixel Chain Classics images, but also the new ones, because the algorithms that we use for data compression are different. So we use different steps on compressing the pixels, basically. Also, we upgraded the palette, the color palette. So you can right now, by in the contract, we have up to 255 colors. But in the front end right now, we have, I think, 32. So right now, Pixel Chain is allowing you to draw in 32 by 32 canvas or 64 by 64 with 16 and 32 colors. So that's the one of the big upgrades. We also updated the website, so the software, so you can use it on mobile phone, connect, or you can draw right now in your mobile phone. It looks quite good, and you can mint from your mobile phone on the go. So that's cool. Basically what's happening new with Pixel Chain Max.
Dude, Leandro, man, it's great to have you back on. And you were saying something like really interesting before we hit the record button, and that I'm interested in hearing you elaborate on, because it's impossible for me to not like think of Pixel Chain like, as reminiscent of like the video games I grew up with, right? So like the original Pixel Chain sort of is like reminiscent of like the early Nintendo days. And then I feel like Pixel Chain Max is sort of like we're getting into like, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64, PlayStation 2 type of territory. And to me, I guess it seemed like the natural evolution would be eventually like unleashing some sort of like Pixel Chain Max Ultra or something that expands the palette and the pixels even more. But you were saying like, you're already running into situations where people are essentially maxed out with the amount of pixels that they have to render in order to make things look good. Is that about right?
Yeah. So basically right now in the 64 by 64 canvas, it's four times bigger than the old one. So it takes, you will say, four times more, to create an artwork, which is true. Like some people is spending right now like 1 or 2 days trying to draw like a super detailed pixel chain. But our contract right now is allowing up to 500 by 500 pixels images and up to 255 colors. So we are thinking on doing like a whitelist. So the contract also has a whitelist and blacklist on chain, So our next step will be start allowing some artists, like whitelisted artists, to start expressing themselves in bigger and much bigger resolution canvases and full on chain also. So, and when, like, if you see Pixel Chain, the 32 by 32, as you say, you can compare it to the old, NES from Nintendo, like the first one. And what we did is we look at how the old video games were compressing data. So we went back in time. We took a lot of inspiration on that, and we applied it to our contract. So, you were 100% right on that.
That's cool, man. I didn't realize that was actually like a thing that you looked into yourself. Dude, just out of curiosity, man, if you were to whitelist someone and, expand it to like 200, pixels or whatever this like, massive canvas would be, who in your opinion would be like the Pixel Chain, like OGs that would really be interested in working with like something that large?
So I think starting with the top crypto artists like Alota, Hakatao, Pac, all these guys, they will be whitelisted before they even ask, you know. But we are also doing a lot of onboarding of pixel artists, you know, because there is a big community of pixel artists in Reddit or already like in Instagram. And we have been doing like some podcasts, streams in the Crypto Motors and Pixel Chain Discord, onboarding new like pixel artists, like traditional pixel artists. So we are onboarding them into the platform. And the idea is to whitelist these experts on pixel art, so they can express themselves like in super high resolutions of pixel art and full on chain, you know. So I think like there are different crypto art platforms, but if you are gonna do pixel art, why not just focusing, like we are focused on pixel art, so we want to onboard this specific artist to Pixel Chain. That's the plan, you know.
Yeah, there's some amazing pixel artists out there. Like, it's a whole subgenre of art that I hadn't been fully aware of until I think after Pixel Chain came out, and then I saw that there's like legit artists focusing only on this pixel art, and it's kind of like blown me away what they've done. A lot of the art that I've been following, like on Instagram and Twitter, pixel art specifically, they're motion based, and obviously right now with Pixel Chain, they're still images that are created on this ever increasing canvas. But I'm curious, like, in terms of the on-chain limitations, like, is there any possibility in the future of having like a GIF or like a, like at least a subtle animated pixel art version of Pixel Chain art that you guys think you can get on chain?
Correct. So part of our roadmap is, it started with Pixel Chain Classic, you know, then we follow with Pixel Chain Max, which the contract is allowing a lot of things on Pixel Chain Max. Not only bigger images, but it also will allow animations.
Whoa, so cool.
Yeah. So it's part of the roadmap. If you go to pixelchain.art right now, we also have a new landing page. So if you want to read something about Pixel Chain and check the roadmap and the latest Pixel Chain minted, we have a brand new landing page. Before you just enter to Pixel Chain and you go straight to the business of drawing, you know. So now you have something to read. But to follow the roadmap, we have Pixel Chain Max, we have animations on chain that we will also take something from the past that we are exploring, color or palette shifting, which is a different technique of animating pixel art, where instead of drawing, instead of making many draws and like combining them to create an animation, what you are shifting are the colors in your palette. So you create this sense of animation. So you can have like rain or water falling, you know. So it's really cool. Whoa. And that is, you know, it's like taking all the limitations from Ethereum, from the blockchain, all these. We have a lot of limitations on how much data we can put on chain. So we are working around this. And we are coming with like really cool solutions, you know, like we need to be creative with the resources that we have, and that's Pixel Chain. So for animations, we will have this palette shifting and also traditional animations. So that's part of the roadmap. And to follow up the roadmap and to blow your mind a little bit more, we will also have voxels on chain. So voxels, MIDI, and then we have other projects from the Pixel Chain ecosystem, because we are calling this like Pixel Chain ecosystem, that is gonna have also like a social platform, hatching all the data from the blockchain and creating like this sort of Instagram for Pixel Chain artists, where you can interact with other artists and follow your favorite artists, have your collection there, and interact, like making more a social experience. And like the cherry on the cake, it will be imagine crypto voxels but full on chain, and build with all the basic on-chain blocks that Pixel Chains give you.
Whoa.
Which is called LandChain, and it's going to be a full on-chain virtual world built by all these blocks that we are creating from these different parts of the Pixel Chain roadmap. Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. I thought when Pixel Chain came out, and I know you guys like have been constantly working on it and, you know, improving it and everything, but I guess I was under the impression that it was more like a proof of concept that, like, you know, again, sort of like Avastar, is that like, it's a cool idea, people really like it, but it was more just like, let's see if we can do this. But clearly, man, you got plans like way, way, way beyond Pixel Chain and everything. Curious to know, like, going back to the, you know, video game comparison and everything, and, you know, a lot of platforms have to deal with this type of thing in like one form or another, but like if someone like just straight up makes like Super Mario or something like that, is that something that you guys have sort of like washed your hands of and like put the onus on like the creators to worry about like copyright or like IP and like that kind of thing? Or do you guys have to like do any policing of that kind of thing? Cause I would just imagine, like, especially with like the resolution comparisons to some of these old video games, it just lends itself very naturally to people like, you know, making a Goomba or Mega Man or something.
Yeah. You know, so with great powers comes great responsibilities. So we as a platform, we provide a tool to tokenize and to draw. Then the artist is responsible. If they want to draw something that is not allowed, you know, to resell or it's in their side, we have some terms and conditions and terms of service. What we cannot do is delete the tokens from the blockchain. That is impossible to do, you know, and all the image is there. So it's like, it's resistant to even ask if we want to block something. So what we have been doing, if somebody is like clearly violating some copyrights and he's trying to sell or trying to rip off somebody, we get in contact with OpenSea and they delist from their front end. Mm-hmm. They just don't show the token. So if you cannot sell it in OpenSea, I don't know where you're going to sell it. You can go to Rarible, but Rarible is taking images from OpenSea. So if OpenSea hide the image, then it's not going to be kind of anywhere. You can still go to the blockchain, check the token, it's still going to be there, and you can go to our decoder. And because it's full on chain, you will be able to decode and see the image, but yeah, you won't be able to sell it so easily. So that's our solution for, like, if somebody is doing something wrong, you know, which is clearly something we don't want people to do. So yeah, don't do it.
That makes a lot of sense. And then, I mean, as an active like customer and user of Pixel Chain, I've always been so surprised how so many gems have kind of been hidden in the marketplace there. Like, you have the premier crypto artists making some pretty insane stuff. Like, when Pixel Chain Max launched, I scooped works from Hackatao and M Libty, and I was just like, oh my God, like, this is a one-on-one Hackatao. Are you kidding me? At like, yeah, what I consider an amazing discount for what they put out there. But it's definitely, I think, kind of an underdog, because obviously compared to some of these larger marketplaces that are focused on all these different types of art, I think a lot of people are still sleeping on pixel art. And then on top of that, I don't feel like people are fully valuing this on-chain aspect properly. I'm just curious, like, how you think of Pixel Chain and the whole crypto art ecosystem, and like, how can we keep raising awareness of what you guys are making? Because again, you have the artists and you have the on-chain element, which I feel like that is such a value add. But how can we increase this? Awareness amongst everyone else.
Yeah, so what we have been doing right now, we are focusing on creating, like, hosting these events in our Discord, where we invite like really famous pixel artists to talk about pixel art, to show everybody how hard it is and how much technical knowledge also you need to have, and how much artistic how artistic this is, you know, because when people think maybe about pixel art, they just think about very, very tiny images of Mario. I don't know. But in fact, you need to spend a lot of time. You need to have a lot of artistic knowledge to create this, you know. And yeah, that is what we have been doing to raise awareness, is to start like bringing people from outside of the crypto scene and showing the crypto scene that how these artists are working, and that you can do all of this in PixelChain, which PixelChain is it's a minting platform, but it's also a tool for you to draw. Yeah, I don't know if that answered the question. I got maybe out of topic.
No. Yeah.
Dude, that makes sense. Okay. Dude, I feel like I was also like in the boat that Matthew was referencing in terms of like, I guess because they're like, you know, pixelized or something about it, like offhand makes it seem like it would somehow be like easier to create than like traditional art, or that you could whip one up more quickly than like, you know, some more like contemporary piece of art or whatever. But I tinkered around with it briefly, man, and long enough to know like, okay, you need to like know exactly what you're doing and be an artist to make something that doesn't look like crap with this whole system. But I do feel like there is that perception that like, you know, for one reason or another, and again, much like Matthew, like I didn't realize until recently that, you know, pixel art is like a legit thing, and it's like an art form that, you know, some people just solely focus on and practice and everything. When you hatched this idea, like which came first? Like, were you just like the pixel or the chain? Were you like, I really want to throw something on chain, and was like, this art form lends itself most nicely to being able to accomplish that? Or were you like a big pixel art fan and, you know, wanted to do something with that and found, you know, the project that way? Or like, how did this sort of take shape?
So I tell you a story. We found Crypto Motors. So that was our baby, our initial project, the first and only one at the beginning, you know. And when we started to create the smart contract, like I wanted everything, all the images on chain, and I didn't know people will care about that later. So I really insisted Nahuel and Santiago to try to put everything on chain. So then we started to create solutions for that. And we found out that, okay, the 3D data, unfortunately, we couldn't do it, and our images were super big. But in the process of trying out to like, I don't know, just to put our cards on chain, we created Pixel Chain. And that's the story, you know. It's like Santiago and Nahuel, they are big fans of pixel art. They like, we all have like Nintendo, like the old Nintendos. So we fucking love that. Yeah. But the reality of pixel chain is it came up as a technical solution, or yes, a technical solution for a problem and for something that we wanted to achieve for Crypto Motors. And when we created pixel chain, we did this proof of concept of pixel chain classic. Back in the days, it was like the interface was completely different. And then we decided to launch the project because it was cool, you know. We were making our own pixel chains, like really back in the days, like 2019 or 2018. We already have a proof of concept of this. So, and then we decided to launch it at the beginning of this year with a revamped UX and UI, you know. So that's the story.
I love that story, how you're trying to come up with a solution for Crypto Motors, and in the process you make a whole nother project.
Like, yeah. That sounds like me.
I always feel like projects that have those sorts of origin stories end up like just fucking killing it in the end. Yeah. Which it feels like, based on the progress so far, obviously, of Pixel Chain and the quality of art and then the roadmap and everything, like you guys are well on the road there. But kind of staying on the on-chain aspects for a moment, because I don't think we can talk about this enough. to be honest. And it's not just because Rizzo's on the show, NFT42, On-Chain Gang represent, but I feel like the direction that everything needs to go is towards this on-chain aspect. It's so valuable. It's so powerful. It really harnesses the full power of blockchain, in my personal opinion. And I think 2021 is kind of shaping up to be the year that the on-chain aspect kind of really gets imprinted on the consciousness of a lot of people. I mean, current state of things, like we have folks like Avastars, we have obviously the OGs like CryptoPunks, Autoglyphs, newer projects like ArtBlocks, on-chain generative art platform that's onboarding a lot of cool projects and shedding light on what you can do with on-chain art. And then we got PixelChain. But I'm just wondering, like, if you can kind of like rant for a little bit on why on-chain is important, why you're happy to be part of the hashtag on-chain gang.
Yeah. So first, it sounds super cool, right? Hashtag on-chain gang. You know, I have that in my LinkedIn, you know. But from my eyes, is okay, you have different types of NFTs. You have game assets that require maybe to be more flexible. So maybe you need to kind of upgrade the images or the data that is inside, like Crypto Motors for us. We constantly are upgrading the 3Ds. So we need a way to, if it's 100% on chain, that it kind of, we cannot upgrade it, you know? So like in game assets, I see a positive side of being, of having some data off chain, but for artworks that, like art, you created it, and that's the piece of art that needs to be preserved for eternity. And that's where I see the big value of being on chain, because if you can be sure that your artwork is going to live forever, then you know that you did something good. That, like, I see, like, in the museums, they try to preserve the artwork. They have people restoring the stuff. And the idea is to try to preserve it as much as you can, as the original, as long as you can, you know. And if we are talking about tokens or NFTs, having the data on chain is granting you that your artwork is never going to be lost. That's why I think it's so important.
Yeah, I feel like collectively, as like the NFT community has really started to come around to this concept as well, and probably because the space itself is just growing older, and a lot of the people who have been around, including myself and probably both of you, I feel like anyone who's collected long enough has probably had one of these off-chain NFTs disappear on them. And, you know, Rarible does a lot of positive things, and it does a lot of things right. But I also feel like, you know, a lot of people have had things disappear on them over there, not because of anything they're doing wrong, but just because their platform lends itself to, you know, the same type of like copyright and IP situations that we were talking about earlier. And you know, I feel like all it takes is like one NFT to disappear on you. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, where do I look next to make sure that this never happens to me again? Because nobody wants to get burned. And right, like you said, I'm sure there's some ways that people can remove it from like the OpenSea interface, but it is certainly like some peace of mind that if you're spending legit money on something, that it's not going to go anywhere, and you're basically going to have it in your wallet forever. Exactly. So do you feel like people are like catching on to that? Do you feel like we're sort of pushing the boulder uphill in terms of like educating people, or where do you feel like we're at in that like continuum?
Yeah, definitely people start to grasp this concept. So I see people on Twitter like talking about on-chain and asking questions about it, and telling others why it's important. So I see that people is starting to be educated on this topic. I still think like 80% of the people still don't understand why this is important, or they don't even know what it means on chain. So the education has to keep going, you know. And at some point, all the platforms, so at least the crypto art platforms, they will need to switch to on chain, because why would you stick to to an inferior system, you know? So maybe in the future we won't have to talk about it because everything will be on chain.
Yeah, I probably increase that percentage of people that are like really unaware of it from 80 to like 95 at this point. Yeah. I feel like there's a huge opportunity to spread that awareness, but it's so interesting how like the solution that the on-chain aspect provides is so far in the future, or something that's like undefined by nature, that it's lost on a lot of people until it actually matters. Like a couple weeks ago, one of the latest projects to go on the Artblocks platform, there's an issue and like it wasn't loading on the front end for them. So whatever the project was, like they were able to spin up their own UI to kind of like show the works that people could mint, and like they're able to see their art elsewhere because of the on-chain nature. Or like even something like Valuables, the project that we launched at Scent to let people mint tweets.
Congrats.
Yeah, like that's also on-chain too. And there's been people trying to like troll it and say like, yeah, I just deleted my tweet. Haha, it doesn't exist anymore. And it's like, actually, like all the text is preserved on-chain. Like it's still, the tweet's still there, actually.
So and you cannot hide the tweet anymore.
Yeah. And like showing people the power that way, like the more use cases we can let to present people, I feel like the more they'll grok like the real importance and like power of something like this. It's like you can't fucking delete it, you can't get it away, and you can bring it up regardless of what happens for some of these other sites maybe that are like hosting or presenting some of these images and stuff like that.
So people need now needs to be more careful with what they say in Twitter, because now it can go on chain forever, right?
if someone buys it, if someone buys to mint it, that's the truth. So be even more cautious about what you write. Be careful about your grammatical errors and whatnot, right?
That's not me.
Dude, are there any like obvious projects right now that like, you know, I don't know if you want to like necessarily fire any shots, but are there like projects out there going on that could obviously be on chain and just aren't right now due to like, maybe they just don't want to make the pivot or whatever, or are like a lot of these platforms like legit up against technical hurdles that prevent them from putting their stuff on chain?
I would say all the crypto art platforms that are not on chain, they should be at least on chain. Like, they should migrate to have Airwave. I don't know how to pronounce that platform, but they should store their images somewhere else apart from IPFS.
Like, so there's nothing like preventing them from doing that right now. It's not like there's some technical limitations that are like preventing them from doing that. They could do it. They're just not. Am I understanding that correctly?
I mean, if you can just like create a new smart contract and migrate your old tokens to the new smart contract, or just start minting the new artworks in the new smart contract. And you have these two dependencies, one to IPFS and the other to Airwave. I don't know if I pronounce it correctly. Yeah, Airwave. So it's not full on Ethereum, but at least it's in Airwave, which is your image is preserved like in another blockchain. And that is more smart than just having in IPFS, because I think if in IPFS, if it's not pinged properly, or maybe the ping get lost, then you can even lose the image there. And just storing the crypto art in a server, then that would be like super bad. I think all the crypto art platforms, they should switch to this. In Pixel Chain, we don't use IPFS or we just depend on Ethereum. That's the main concept of Pixel Chain. That's why we stick with pixels also. I don't know. We just like the limitation from Ethereum. But
yeah. I feel like FileChain coming online and it's like Arweave doing their thing with the permaweb. And I'm sure there's more solutions that'll become available to make it more feasible or just easier, like diminish the number of excuses that people have for not going quote unquote on chain. So excited to see that trend hopefully emerge in the next year. But I mean, I know you have your ear to the ground, and there's so much biddle going on in this space right now. And in terms of like the on-chain projects that people are kind of like percolating in their minds or cooking up, I'm just curious if you've heard anything on the streets that you're kind of looking forward to coming online in the coming year or something like that. Like, let people like leak that alpha for folks. What projects do they need to be kind of looking out for that you think are super cool, at least that you've heard?
Good question. Like from our side, from our own projects, or like projects in general?
Projects in general, or any projects of yours that you haven't announced or that you may be cooking up that you're willing to talk about.
Okay, you want I do like an announcement now? Because I have a new project coming also. So
do it. That'd be awesome.
So we have a project called a rare gotchi, and I need to show you, like, I still didn't show too much anywhere. Like, this is super secret, but it's gonna be super cool.
Share this with hundreds of people.
Don't worry. No, but I mean, the images, I will send you YouTube, but just don't put it there out there. Okay. But it's like a digital toy that comes in a digital package, and that you can decide to open or not. And they are a bit edgy toys, like not edgy, but a bit, they have a specific aesthetics. Like you have like ice cream and like ice cream Eskimo, then you have like a schoolboy. It's like very original toys, you know? And then you can decide to open the package or not. And then if you open it, you can play an actual game where you can mine some coins. And it's like it's like a digital pet style game, and we are thinking also to create like fights that you can fight with other people and also maybe take their coins. So we have a lot of ideas around it. We already have all the designs done. We have all the 3D done. This is a 3D toy, if I didn't specify, that you can actually rotate in 3D in the browser. So yeah, that's rare gotchi. I'm super happy with this project because it's looking super cool. So once I release some images, I think people will like it. I'm in love with this project. I really like it.
There you go. Project number 841 by Leandro and crew. Dude, just out of curiosity, when you're not, don't have your hands in like a thousand projects simultaneously, like what do you like collect on the side, or like what do you have in your wallet? Do you have any like guilty off-chain pleasures that are sitting in your wallet right now?
I mean, I have CryptoPunks. I have really bad memory, so I always need to go and check my wallet. But I have lands, I have CryptoPunks, I have some artworks, I have cars from Crypto Motors, I have Pixel Chain. Like, I bought a lot of Pixel Chain from some artists. Let me check my wallet. But yeah, I like NFTs in general, and I've been collecting Pixel Chains because I don't know. I fall in love with some pieces there, and I know all the work that people is putting behind this. So yeah, I go and I buy it. So yeah. And what else? Yeah, I don't know. I'm a simple guy. And you guys, you collect also some Pixel Chains?
Yeah, man, I own the first Pixel Chain ever created by Easy and Crypto. I'm very, very proud of
it. Nice.
I have a little bit of everything, as I'm sure Matt does, but have also like turned the corner in terms of like being more careful what I'm collecting, because part of what I like to do is just sort of find like diamonds in the rough and like artists and artworks that people have not stumbled upon yet. And, you know, I'd sort of like go into, like a scavenger hunt or like a flea market or something to try and find cool things that other people haven't found. But I've gotten burned a few times, which is sort of how that question came up earlier. And you know, it turns out like as it turns out, the really cool thing I found was like totally stolen off of the internet and, you know, then removed from OpenSea. And, you know, I was right that it was really cool, but it was too cool because it was stolen. And so I'm, you know, sort of like reassessing what I am, you know, my approach to collecting, because, you know, I don't want to get burned and I want to be careful. And, you know, I like to support the community and also artists that I'm familiar with, but also like up and coming ones and stuff. So, I would guess the same as Matt. I know Matt's got a little bit of everything in his wallet too.
Yeah. I mean, outside of the Hackathon, MVP pieces that I scooped after, Pixel Chain Max launched, I have a bunch of pixel art from OG Sentient Green Giant, who's been tinkering around with Pixel Chain a lot. And then someone named Petstick put something out. It's like an old bonsai guard. Petstick. Yeah.
Yeah. But, he's a great guy.
Yeah. He's awesome. His work is
King,
beautiful.
King Chessa. Maybe you know him by King Chessa. I think it's King Chessa.
So in terms of my Pixel Chain collection, that those are the folks that make it up. So I'm pretty happy with that collection.
Nice.
Dude, but okay, I think we definitely focused on Pixel Chain, and this next part I'm curious about, because I think what you're doing at Voxel Architects is just amazing, building out the metaverse. And I know you've been super busy with a bunch of huge projects, and I mean, I would just be interested to hear what the progress has been in the metaverse, for the good, for the bad. And then like, if there's like anything that you think people should be aware of that they're not aware of, positive developments, negative developments, like all the shit. I'd be curious to hear your perspective on what's been happening in the metaverse, and particularly with you and your project that's helping to build out these actual amazing builds.
Thank you. So for the good, with Voxel Architects, we got so many projects and we had to cancel a couple of ones because it was too many. You know, we are constantly building the metaverse, as you say. We build like a lot in, like 90% of our work goes to crypto voxels, where we are kind of, you know, we are everywhere there. But then we have been also taking clients from the central and Somnium space, and we have been building, we are building, I don't know if this is a secret or not, but I will tell it anyway. We are building like a huge city in Sandbox with the game fund, so sponsored by Seb. So we are building everywhere, you know, and also in Mozilla Hubs, we did some builds. The bad is that we didn't have holidays, so no Christmas for us. because, yeah, it's so many projects and...
Dude, the Christmas setup that you made in CryptoVoxels was epic, though.
Thank you. We did it for you guys, so
awesome,
you can enjoy it in the whip.
It's beautiful, dude. Lots of great selfies and everything. I saw like a ton of you know, positive feedback about the build. A few people said it was one of the most amazing builds in CryptoVoxels that they've seen yet, which. You know, I'm sort of biased. The Metalympic campus is so epic. I'm like, have you wandered around this thing long enough? And then, dude, you keep sending me like random shots of like other projects. What was the museum that you were working on? I don't know if that's finished. You had sent me a shot of that, and that was like just as epic as all the other things.
Which museum?
Exactly.
I did so many museums.
You know, one of the massive epic museums. The most recent.
Yeah, we have some one big project right now that I cannot disclosure right now. but yeah, that one is gonna be big, like
big, capital B, capital I, capital.
Yeah, it's like very, very big. Like, but I cannot talk about that, unfortunately. But soon I will be able, and then we will say, that was the project. Yeah, that was the project. But I think that, like the. Like the NFT space and the landowners, they understood that they need to build their lands to make this grow also, you know? So you cannot just hold lands and expect that the value of the virtual world is going to go up. You need to make use of your place. And if you cannot build it by yourself, you can call us. So, yeah, I think that was a switch in... I think CryptoVoxel started first, like a lot of people Like, for example, Wireshark, he was one of the first on building in all his lands, you know? So we did a lot for him. And now the people in the central land with lands, they are catching up and also like saying, okay, we have all these lands, we invested in this. Now we need to make experiences here. We need to make builds and we need to make this place alive. And that's how the metaverse should be. You know, it should be full of art, full of games, full of museums, full of buildings. So you need to feel that you are in a place that it's alive, you know. And for that, you need content, you need builders, you need artists, you need to spend time on it.
Yeah, like what you guys are doing, building out the actual builds that people have on their parcels, to me, it's like the equivalent of like advanced web design for web pages, right? Because each of these builds to me is like a 3D website, and you want to make sure it fucking looks good and people are able to interact with it and take their selfies and spread that particular build across the web. Outside of the builds, or I guess in tandem with the builds, like what are you kind of looking to see more of in the metaverse outside of people just obviously building on what have largely been kind of like naked, derelict parcels? Outside of the builds themselves, what do you think we need more of to bring more people into the metaverse?
I think something that we always, like all the OGs, you know, and all the people in NFTs, we always were looking for is more interoperability. So you need to be able to use your game asset or your NFT here in CryptoVoxels, in Sandbox, in Somnium, and like just to be able to bring your asset everywhere and enjoy it everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think once that level of interoperability is there, it will feel like, you know, like you're really into another dimension where you can just go from one place to the other, interact with your staff. And once you can build more games and experiences in the different metaverse, in the different virtual worlds, it will be also the next level that this needs. I don't know if that answers the question that you had, but that's what I have in my mind right now.
No, man, that makes sense. I feel like in the history books of the metaverse, we're like very fortunate to have you as one of the like the primary builders who actually like gets it in terms of like interoperability and like what the overall like vision of the metaverse should look like. And you know, we could have had like a lot of people in here building stuff that are sort of in their own like silos and just worried about like themselves and doing their own thing without like the greater vision in mind, man. And you know, having someone like yourself with the talent that you have to be able to like push this whole space forward in the direction that it needs to be pushed is absolutely huge, man. And you know, Matt and I have been using your builds in CryptoVoxels since, you know, the inception of all of our events, basically, like throughout Pranksy Land, the Token Smart Lounge, the Amphitheater, the Metal Olympic Campus. You know, there's a bunch of other ones that I'm sure I'm missing, but it's awesome, man. Really appreciate and respect the work that you've done.
Thanks, guys. I also love the work that you guys are doing, like the WIP events and the podcast. Like, it's amazing. Like, I think that's driving a lot of attention and is really helping the space. I love it.
Yeah, but just to echo, I mean, it's such a team effort. Like the WIPs and the events that we put on, it would not be anything like it has been if we don't have these builds that you've created for us to host these events in. Of course, like we use other people's builds that other people have designed and everything like that. But I mean, when we need a build, in my mind, it's like, okay, what's Voxel Architects cooking up? What's the latest thing? Let's go to one of their builds. Just because it's so good. And it's you can't go to an amateur build after hosting anything in a Voxel Architect build. Let me just put it like that. You guys are...
Thanks, man. I'm blushing.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well, just being respectful of time, and I just want to make sure that we're okay there. Rizzle, do you have any last questions or anything like that, or do you want to wrap stuff up?
No, man, drop some links, man. Tell people where to find you and what they should be looking out for. And yeah, anything that the audience needs to be aware of. We'll drop this at one of our Wednesday listening parties. Most likely Foxy Yoga is holding it down right now with a big ass crowd. So tell them what they need to know.
Yeah. So links, pixelchain.art, cryptomotors.io, and voxelarchitects.com. Those are the main links. Then follow us in our Twitter. I don't remember the Twitter, but you can follow us there. And tonight, okay, you will, is yeah, 1 week before. So when you listen this, we are hosting tonight an event in the Central Land for Pixel Chain. So we have our bill there, and we are going to have like a lot of new artists from Pixel Chain Max, and we are going to have like art live. So yeah, it's going to be cool.
That's awesome.
But when you listen this already happened. So yeah, watch the video.
There we go. Well, Leandro, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, your crazy busy ass schedule, to talk to us about Pixel Chain, what you're doing to build out the metaverse on chain, gang related activity, and all the cool stuff that we covered. Thank you so much for that, and really, really excited to watch you keep on creating into 2021.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to today's episode. And I just want to remind you of this month's sponsor, Avogadro. Avogadros are on-chain collectible ghosts staked with Aave's interest generating A tokens. Compete for player rewards by earning XP, leveling up, and increasing the rarity of your Avogadro friend. Owned by the community, Avogadro is governed by the Avogadro DAO and the native eco-governance token Ghost, or GHST. Summon your first Avogadro today and join the future of DeFi-staked NFT avatars. Follow Avogadro on Twitter at Avogadro, AAVEGOTCHI. Or on Discord at discord.gg/6r2pe58. That's discord.gg/6r2pe58. Thank you, and see you next episode. Sent podcast.